Well, Darrell, I guess as we watch everything shake out with the economic situation here, U.S., around the globe, you're kind of watching this whole currency issue, and things are starting to shake out a bit there, Darrell?
Well, the foreign exchange markets are getting increasingly nervous as we continue on this path of global recession, and currency exchange is one tool that a country can use to try to increase its competitiveness vis-a-vis another country. In other words, if we let our currency values fall in relation to a competing country, the price of goods will be cheaper and it should increase the amount of export demand out of the country that has a weaker currency.
So as you're watching what's going on, are there any countries actually doing this? Would we be one of them, Darrell?
Well, there's a number of countries that currencies are actually selling off here and quite hard in the last month, one of them being the Swiss franc, which is a very stable international reserve currency, coming off quite hard, as well as the British pound, and of course the Canadian dollar has weakened considerably over the last little while too.
Our Canadian dollar now in that 78, 79 cent range, Darrell. Are we selling off to make our exports a little more cheaper here?
Well, I think the market's doing it for us, and of course that's the best case scenario, is to have the market do it for you rather than a central bank having to coordinate a policy to do it for the economy. So as long as the market perceives the American dollar to be a safer place to park money right now than Canada, I'm sure the Bank of Canada Governor Carney will be more than happy to let it drift lower.
Darrell, I mean, we've seen interest from the Chinese in making some canola purchases. Do you think this is all directly related to that currency issue?
I think it has a big part in it because, of course, we have soybean market, which has been quite volatile lately, and day-to-day price movements. We'll have days where soybeans advance on weather issues in Argentina and days when they decline, like today. But the canola has been very steady, particularly in the new crop. Has not really moved up or down in a very broad range right now. My feeling is it would have moved lower without the impact of the lower Canadian dollar.
So, Darrell, with the dollar where it's at, 78, 79 cents, do you see it stabilizing at these levels?
I think it stabilized at these levels predicated upon the price of oil and gold, but particularly oil, Ray. We are still in a downtrend in the oil market. The oil market has a very large carrying charges as it go from 1 month to the next. So, in other words, when the February contract expires and the next month, March, comes on, it'll trade at a premium until the month starts to dwindle down into expiration. So, you know, a benchmark there, $32 a barrel was recent lows. We go to that number again and go lower, I think you could see maybe another round of selling on the Canadian dollar.
Darrell, then for producers who are watching this currency issue, is now a time maybe to be locking in, I guess, some of where our dollar's at?
I would say now is the time to plan to lock in the rate, Ray, not necessarily to trigger it today. You certainly should plan for it now because the trend is working your way, just like lower fertilizer prices. So I believe it is important to pick a target where that currency rate would be favorable against this coming year's crop sales for 2009 and get organized in order to be able to trigger that when your target's been reached. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.